This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Glad you're with us this weekend. Mark Cox here along with Bo Matthews and producer Carl Middleman.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Carl's been waiting to say that. Hopefully you're having a great Valentine's Day
now.
Weekend.
Don't do anything.
No, it's not over.
Friday.
Yeah, but my wife's birth month, we have to celebrate all month.
Oh.
And so for Valentine's Day, we celebrate all weekend.
That's amazing.
That's the hope.
See, it's a Hallmark weekend is what it is. You know that, right? It's a sucker's game.
It was created, right?
So it's a sucker's game. And a long time ago, my wife told me, I do not want you to get me any flowers for Valentine's Day because
that's a trap.
They jack the prices up and they die in a few days and it's just not worth it. I'd rather us just go out and have a nice meal or something like that, right? So you always worry that that's a trap. If you don't get them something, you worry that it's a trap. But she always claims she doesn't want me to spend much money on it. She'd rather just go to a movie or go to dinner.
So you probably have done both. You've probably done nothing. And you've probably done exorbitant amounts of things.
No. Usually what I do for her, because she loves chocolate, but she always been conscious of not eating too much of it, is I'll go and I'll get her some of those chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get the really good ones, I'll go buy her, a half a dozen of those, and that makes her happy. So,
well, here's a little tip. Okay, so my wife loves dark chocolate strawberries, right? So it's a little harder to buy those, or find those, I should say, or the white chocolate ones. I like those, or regular milk chocolate. But here's the deal. I'm here to help you, man.
Yes.
I know it's a made-up holiday from, retailers from many years back. Dude, look for the roadside flower dude, because normally he's going to have roadside chocolate covered strawberries too. So there you go. You're welcome. You spend $40 instead of $300.
Is that like buying sushi at a convenience store? I mean, what, buying strawberries covered in chocolate on the side of the road? Oh,
dude, no, because you're not gonna bring sushi home to your wife. With a 50% off sticker because it's late in the day. But that is an idea, though, maybe at that same gas station, because there's one place I go to all the time is the Pink Elephant at 141 and 21.
I know.
Dude,
exactly
they got
where
the
it
big
is.
Box truck. Yeah, the big box truck. And they've got Pick-A-Bone barbecue right there, so you can pick up dinner or you can get the old sushi. I don't know. It's
Bo's got it all figured out, just what to do. Hopefully people had a good Valentine's Day or Valentine's weekend, if that's how you treat it.
You have to when you're thrifty, and I'm thrifty. Or cheap ass.
That could be the truth. So Bo, we've had a whirlwind of a week. I mean, I try to cover this on my show all the time. Obviously, we're the third week into the Trump presidency. Every day, it's something new. I mean, every single day he hits us with something new. And Carl, I know we've got the sound I asked you to cue up from President Trump. All the attacks have been turned on to one Elon Musk, who the left has determined is some sort of unelected tyrant, even though he's just an advisor to the president. I mean, I don't even think he's taking a salary. Play that bite from President Trump we had, Carl, please.
And we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We have a lot of stuff. And I want to commend Elon because he's done a fantastic. He doesn't need this. You know, he's abused by you people every day. He's found more things than anybody could find. I think he's got the credibility to do it. I know he does. And it's his group of people. You know, they started off with 12. I call them 12 geniuses. They started off with 12 and they went to 20 and 25. And now they're up to almost 100. People are joining to help them because there's a massive fraud that's taken place.
Yeah. So, you know, he's having to defend Elon Musk. My take on this, Poe, is that Donald Trump is loving this because if you watch the news, the liberal channels, the liberal media in this country is spending untold minutes on the air attacking Elon Musk.
Right.
Now, they're aiming their fire toward Donald Trump, but they're attacking Elon Musk. So it's basically for him, I think he doesn't mind at all because people are talking about somebody other than him. Meanwhile, he's getting stuff done.
That's right. That's right. Ted Nugent this week put out a meme that says, okay, imagine this. You own a store. Your store gets robbed. Elon looks at the video footage of the robbery and tells you who did it. Now you want to arrest Elon.
Yeah.
Or worse. It's like it's absurd. But, you know, to the age thing, because, you know, we all know that those savant, you know, young kids, you got a problem with your phone, go to a kid, they'll figure it out for you, that kind of thing. You know, when they talk about the ages of the people that are helping Elon, which now the group is like it went from 10 people like to 100 people and maybe more because it's going to be so much manpower. But think about the ages of the framers of our Constitution. You go back. And some of those names at the bottom of the Constitution are young guys, 18, 19, 20, early 20s, late 20s. They were all, you know, super, super duper smart and they thought ahead. So the age thing doesn't bother me at all. If they're, you know, 22 years old and, you know, what's the guy? One guy's nickname is Big Balls. And so, you know, they're going to make all kinds of means out of that. But obviously they're going in and taking care of business. I mean, they are looking at everything, but of course, the Democrats are like, oh, did you see the Maxine Waters clip? Did I send that to you?
Yes.
Where she's like, we don't know what they got on us.
Well, yeah, we don't know. We don't know. And then somebody slowed it down and she goes, we don't know what they've got on us. And that's really the key, right? That's what they're going to be looking for, individuals who might have been profiting from all of this NGO money that was being filtered and money laundered to different organizations, who then, for all we know, was taking some of that money two or three steps down the road and putting it back in the coffers of some Democratic campaign organization. You don't know. We don't know where all the money went, which is frightening. So for the longest time, as I've observed this over the years, you can tell when the movers and shakers in the party, the Democratic Party, have talking points. You could call it the talking points memo, like Bill O'Reilly used to call, or whatever. They send out a list and say, here's what we want you to talk about this week. Carl, we have a montage of some of this week's word of the week from the talking points.
By definition, are we in a constitutional crisis?
Dangerously close to a constitutional crisis.
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 I think this is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced, certainly since Watergate.
The propaganda arm is just freaking amazing, because we've seen clips like that before over the years where they're all saying the exact same thing. It's actually mind-boggling the control that they have. You know, I thank everybody for listening to our show, Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. I do consume some Joe Rogan podcasts, and you want to hurt your brain, listen to the Mike Benz interview. Oh my gosh, I was exhausted, and it went like 3 hours and 15 minutes of all the stuff that this guy's been, you know, crying for about, not crying, but, you know, talking about for years. And now we finally got, you know, somebody that's willing to go after all this stuff.
Yeah. And what you have to ask yourself, what took so long? I talked to Jim Talent, the former senator, this week on my show. And we were talking about Bill Clinton and the program that he rolled out in 1993, where he claimed he was going to attack government waste and streamline government and reduce the staffing of the federal government by 15%. And
right,
whatever happened to any of that? Because obviously in the preceding years, it just grew out of control and sort of fed on itself. So the fact that they're attacking this now, the only people that would complain about this, you must be getting your ox gored if you're the one complaining. So explain to me how you were benefiting from this, if indeed that's what you want to complain about.
Well, as they say, money talks, right? And so the USAID, which I haven't even done the Wikipedia. What does USAID stand for? Do
we know? International Development. It's International Development.
Development. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so USAID. So it's USAID is the name of the organization.
Yes.
Thanks for explaining that. They have so much money going out for nefarious things, and they're finding more and more. And it's so easy. It's right there on the surface. Heck, they haven't even gotten to the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Epstein files yet. I cannot wait until they get those dots connected, because it is going to be insane.
I understand it started as a CIA idea that if we had a pot of money that we could use to go in and influence public opinion in certain countries by doing good and reflecting well on America, that's what it was used for. Clearly, if we're really sending millions of dollars in condoms somewhere or supporting LGBTQ and drag shows and comic books in foreign countries, that's not what the intent of the money was. And there's no way that's helping the U.S. image in those countries. It's just not. So they're going to eliminate that, and they're going to keep the programs that might actually do some good for the U.S.
Sure.
I do believe that. You know, one thing we talk about a lot here, obviously, because the show's named after it, is Second Amendment issues. And, Bo, I don't know if you saw this week, but there was a huge win for the residents of the state of Illinois, because a federal judge struck down the Illinois FOID law as unconstitutional.
Whoa. How did I miss that?
This is huge. It's huge. Now, it may get overturned, because I'm sure J.B. Pritzker and company will appeal it. But this has been so obvious to me as an observer of this for so long. The Constitution says you have a right to keep and bear arms, right? But in Illinois, right, you don't. In Illinois, you have a right to have to go pay for a firearms owner ID card that they have to do a background check on you and approve you before you can go to a federally licensed firearms dealer and then once again undergo a background check to actually buy the gun. This is patently unconstitutional. There's no doubt about it. Why it took this long to get ruled unconstitutional, I don't know. But here's the deal, and this is how this went. It's a 2017 case, Illinois versus Vivian Brown. So she and her husband got separated, and he went and complained that his wife owned a .22 caliber single shot rifle, and he had seen her fire it in her home. So the authorities went in, checked the rifle, found out it had indeed not been fired, but they charged her anyway with possession of a firearm without an FOID card. And she had no criminal record, no nothing. The only thing she had done is supposedly violate Illinois law requiring you to have a firearm owner ID card so they can register you. It's a registry is what it is. The judge said that she was exercising her right to self-defense. And this was the quote, and I think it's an important one. After analyzing all the evidence in this matter, this court finds the defendant's activity of possessing a firearm within the confines of her home is an act protected by the Second Amendment. The court finds that any fee associated with exercising the core fundamental constitutional right of armed self-defense within the confines of one's home violates the Second Amendment, period.
Mm. Wow.
That's long overdue.
And how long will it take before we figure out if that law is going to change completely? I mean, it's held up right now, but you know, that's what I love about this show, though. We talk about these things, Second Amendment radio and the great outdoors. You know, Second Amendment supporters in the election or in the rally to get to the election, we found out from Ted Nugent, my good buddy, name drop, that, you know, there were so many gun owners that did not vote. Well, a lot of them came out to vote. And now we need you to stay noisy, because hundreds of thousands of 2A supporters are calling, emailing, and petitioning Congress to support legislation to abolish the ATF, that's H.R. 221, and repeal the NFA, which is H.R. 335. So there is a lot of people that can still be contacted, if you can, to make this, you know, make this our voices heard about this.
Missouri,
this is so important.
Missouri Congressman Eric Burleson is one of the sponsors of the bill right now to get rid of the ATF, and I hope it gets some momentum. I really do. It's a organization that far overreaches, and there's just no need for it. The laws are in place. The FFL dealers have certain requirements that they have to file with paperwork and all that stuff. That can be done by any agency.
Sure.
And this one has gotten out of control.
But if you're a gun owner and you worry about traveling from here to Ohio, for instance, or Indiana, and you want to be able to carry, well, you can't do that through the state of Illinois.
No,
that's like going from like Ukraine to Germany to Russia. You got to look at the borders here.
They're also trying to pass concealed carry reciprocity countrywide. So we'll see if they get that done. All right. Coming up, speaking of the military, I love it, love it, love it. The Military Vehicle Preservation Association is having a fundraiser. You're going to love what they do. We'll talk about them when we come back on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
It's Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews. Mark Cox right there. Carl Middleman is our executive producer and booker of the show, except this week I booked everybody myself. That's inside baseball, though.
Yes, indeed, he did. It's true.
You made the ask, and I secured them.
Asked. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. This segment is brought to you proudly by Razorback Armory. If there is an item, a firearm item, accessory, maybe a suppressor, head to Razorback Armory. Yeah, you can go into a gun store, but if you go to a gun concierge like Razorback Armory, the treatment is so much different. The knowledge base is so much different. Check them out, RazorbackArmory.com. But they are in De Pere on Manchester Road, just east of 270. Hey, we got word of another raffle coming up for a different organization. So I was all excited about this. I'm like, oh, I got to get me one of these tickets, or maybe three. Jason Blum.
Because you've got a good chance of winning. Can we just point that out? That's why you're so interested. That's okay.
I got a good run going anyway. James Blum is from the Mid-America chapter of the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. Think car show, but in wartime. Or war vehicles. These are amazing vehicles. James, welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. We want to we're going to give the information of how to get in on the raffle that you've got going. But let's tell everybody about the Mid-America chapter of the Military Vehicle Preservation Association, because I'm a fan of anybody that collects tractors or old cars or old motorcycles. Tell us what you guys do at the Mid-America chapter of the Military Vehicle Preservation Association.
Well, you pretty much hit it on the head there. It's a we're a local committed group of military vehicle aficionados that want to keep history in motion. So what we do is we reach out and we help do parades and static events for other charities and whatnot, and it gives us a chance to display our vehicles.
Yeah. So it's just a conglomeration of all the members have their own vehicle, and then they bring them and display them. These are not vehicles that are necessarily owned by the organization, correct?
Correct. They're all privately owned.
That's awesome. Well, give us an idea, James, what we're talking about. Like, what is the most unique military vehicle or rare vehicle that you guys have in your group?
Let's see. We have a pair of German World War II motorcycles. We also have a half track, and we've got a lot of Jeeps. Man, there's just so many. We even have a member that also has a Stuart tank.
Wow. Fully operational?
Mostly. It doesn't fire, but yeah, it does drive, so.
Well, I got to imagine, Mark, if you're going to restore something, you're probably not walking into an auto parts store, Napa, and picking up what you need. The fabrication and even the running of these machines, are you guys having to, like, recreate parts? I mean, I'm sure you spend a lot of evenings in your garage, and, you know, the family's in the house, and, yep, Dad's got the light on in the garage. He's still working on that thing. How do you repair these things and, resurrect these things?
Well, some of the harder vehicles, yeah, there's going to be some custom fabrication going on, and, you know, just to keep them running. However, like, let's say the Ford GPW, which is a Willys MB Jeep from, you know, kind of like the Jeeps you saw on MASH.
Yeah.
They still make those parts.
Wow.
They're really easy to get.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, my mom reminds me all the time, she's 89 years old. She'd kill me if she heard me saying that on the radio, but she probably won't. She learned to drive on a Willys Jeep.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was the car that she was taught to drive on. So it's pretty cool just to see the pictures. I'm going through the gallery here. You can go to STLMVPA and check them out because that's, of course, the website for the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. And it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking at these things. You know, on the Jeeps, I don't see a lot of ducks on the windshield.
Yeah, I actually got my very first duck because of my MB.
Yeah.
Did you really?
My wife was very jealous because she's, yeah. So, and we got it through a parade, so that was cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah. What, so, what, do you, when you go and put these on display or you put them in a parade, you always have to trailer these things, or can you actually drive some of them? I mean, some of them with tracks probably are a little bit more difficult, but are there some people that drive them to events?
I try to, depending on how far it is. I mean, my max speed is, if I'm going over 40 miles an hour, I'm going downhill, my brakes are out, and I'm white knuckling it, and I plan on dying like a man. So,
that's awesome.
But typically 35, 40 mile an hour tops. But we try and, you know, take back roads and whatnot to drive them ourselves if we can. Some of them, yeah, they do need to be trailered. So
that's
yeah,
pretty cool.
It's kind of expensive.
Yeah. James Blim is our guest with the Mid-America chapter of the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. Are there any, like, great stories that come to mind of some of these? Like, I know people who are car collectors. Everybody's always got that great story of a buddy who went to, you know, some farmhouse, and in the barn they found this really old car that was in great shape, and they were able to restore it. Are there stories like that in your group?
Actually, it's hit or miss. Mark and I, we went out, and we have a running joke, and it's called "It's All There."
Okay.
we drove one day. We drove all the way from St. Louis to Troy, Missouri, and this guy's like, "Yeah, it's a Willie's War Jeep. It's all there." You know, we got there. We looked at it. It was just a sad pile of rust. You know, that turned into an anthill. And he's like, "It's all there." Mark took a picture of it, and he's like, "It's all there." So that's our running joke. And then we drove all the way down south past, where did we go? Way down there, past almost to Cape, I think, from Troy, to try another one. And again, it was just a frame. It wasn't anything. I was like, oh, man. So it was a heartbreak. But you get a lot of hit or miss. But we had a good time driving out and looking at all these old vehicles.
Yeah, it's like you're on a treasure hunt. I had a buddy of mine that was owed some money from a guy, and he literally pointed at his barn, and he goes, "You know what? There's an old Willie's Jeep in there, and you're welcome to it if I can, you know, trade my bill for what I owe you for this thing." And they walked out there, and it was in pretty good shape, and there was this huge box of parts. And he said, "Everything's in there. Everything's, you know, it's all there." And within a day, they had it running. And as a matter of fact, I just ran into the guy at a restaurant. I was like, "Danny, I'm telling your story." Yeah, this is really cool. I like I said, mad respect for people that do this. What would be like one of the newer machines that you have in the club that you're like, that's kind of on the border? You know what I mean? Like 1970 something?
No, we actually had some members that had Humvees.
You're good.
And the LMTVs up to deuce and a half, 80s, 90s. Yeah, we cover the whole spectrum from World War II up.
All are welcome, it sounds like. Midwest Military Equipment's a buddy of mine, Joe Thatcher. He does great work out in Washington, Missouri. He buys surplus vehicles, Mark. He buys them on auction, brings them in, restores them, and sends them out. You know what? I just have mad respect for you, James, and your whole group, Mark and everybody at the Mid-America chapter of the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. I'm always getting emails and texts from Mark about, you know, "Hey, this is where we're going to be. This is where they're going to be." So check that out, because you have a future events page. If you would, James, explain about your raffle and how people can get these tickets, and what does the money go to? I want to know that.
Okay, sure. So we have we're raffling off a Stacanic Rival Dark Side. It's competition right out of the box, and for the minimalist price, it's close to $1,000 gun that pretty much hangs with the $4,000 jobs. And we wanted to get something that was, you know, that people would want, but don't really want to buy for themselves, you know? So
yeah, sure.
We wanted to get some quality to what they're getting. We're only selling 600 tickets, and they're $20 a piece or 3 for $50. And we have two locations that you could swing by and pick them up. One is at Southern Armory, there off of Watson Road. And the other one is at the Alamo Military Collectibles in Lima, off of Lima Road.
Oh, nice. Road.
So you have to physically go into one of those sites to get one. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. There's no online option at this point?
Not at this point. I've done other raffles like this, and it was either hit or miss when it came to online. So, but if you go down, you can talk to Tom there at the Alamo, or you can go talk to Jessica, and you know they're both open all the time. So, and they've got plenty of tickets there.
Well, Bo Matthews, I mean, you might as well go down there and take a look at it. I just have to tell you, James, this is the luckiest human being I've ever known or worked with, is one Bo Matthews. If he enters a raffle, his odds of winning it are extraordinarily above normal.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's amazing, because my wife's the same way. She's the claw machine queen. She can.
Oh, jeez. That's great. Well, I know there's a Harbor Freight right down the road from Southern Armory. I'll swing in there when I go get my, you know, next free flashlight. Well, hey, James, thank you so much for the time, and good luck with the group. Again, the money goes to what?
Okay, so the money goes towards the MVPA. It takes a lot to sit there and haul the tank around.
Yeah,
so, you know, that plus the website, plus the uniform shirts, plus the hall rental.
Okay, so just monthly just meeting. Operation of the club, right?
Operational, correct. Operations of the club.
And I know you guys partner with Special Ops Network and the Honor Flight, Greater St. Louis Honor Flight. So, James, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys' time.
Absolutely. STLMVPA.org if you want to go on and check out a little bit more about that.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we have more of Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. The show is about the outdoors. It's about firearms, winning them or using them. But it's also about getting outside and getting some fresh air. There's a huge event coming up March 15th out at Six Flags we want to tell you about. It's the 18th annual Eureka Chamber Garage Sale and Swap Meet. Biggest you'll ever see. We'll talk to Chris to Overstreet next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And now we get to the outdoors part, because I have to tell you, this next event we're going to talk about, Bo Matthews lured me down there last year. All these years this thing had been going on, I had never bothered to go to Six Flags to the annual Eureka Chamber Garage Sale and Swap Meet. And it blew my mind. It was bigger and better than anything I expected. And right now we have Krista Overstreet on the phone, Executive Director of the Eureka Chamber of Commerce. Krista, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Bo Matthews says, hey, Mark, you need to come down here to this. And he takes me on a tour, and I'm like, wow. And I'm a collector of stuff.
Things.
So things like that. Things like that get me hyped, Krista. What are you expecting this year? Bigger and better than ever?
Every year is bigger and better than ever. We have over 500 vendors that register and sign up and show up that day, and it's quite an event. So
it's, you know, it's about a month out, and the reason I asked Krista to come on it was because people that want to sell their junk, they need to get signed up and get a space. You can buy multiple spaces, I believe, if that's available, but it's inexpensive to get a space. You're going to where the people are, because for the last, I would say, 6 years, even before I got really close to working with the Eureka Chamber, my wife and I would go out there. That was a date. We'd get our steps in. You're walking over the entire parking lot. Just think of how big the Six Flags parking lot is, and it's all garage sales and swap. It's just freaking amazing is what it is.
It is. Yeah, there's everything. I mean, whatever you're looking for, you can walk through there and you can find just amazing finds. And I mean, it's quite an event.
Yeah. Don't forget the food, because of course, Bo and I lined up. What were we after that day? Was it a foot long? I can't remember. It was a foot long hot dog.
It was a big corn dog.
It was a huge corn dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you got ice cream, didn't you?
I think I did get a cup of ice cream. Yeah. And it's huge amount of food that you get. And there's just so much. There's something for everybody down there.
For the record,
Mark and I. Yeah, for the record, Mark and I did not share the corn dog. I'm just putting it out there.
Lady and the Tramp style.
That's, That's yeah, not exactly. What I thought.
So is the phone been busy? People reserving their spots, though, Krista?
I mean, usually people, like, they register online. We have quite a few walk-ins, quite a few phone calls, but mainly people, you can register online right through the website. Now the food vendors do have to call in. We only take a certain amount. We take up to 18 food vendors. We do have a couple spots open for that too as well, but they do need to call through the office to actually register.
So just to give just give people an idea, because you know I did run into some friends out there who I had no idea last year had a booth, and what is the cost if somebody wants to come and set up a tent and sell doodles they drew in their living room, and what's the cost to set up a tent?
So it's $80 for vendors. For the food vendors, it's $300. The spaces are 18 by 40, so it's four full parking spaces. Wow. Usually folks can fit everything in that space. If they need to drop off their trailer, they can, between a certain amount, you know, through a window time for their setup, they can take their vehicles over to the main parking lot, and that way they can utilize the entire space that they are allowed.
Yeah, now you're talking about the food vendors, right? That's how big the food vendor space is. How big are the spaces that people, if they want to sell their garage sale stuff and swap meet stuff, how big are those spaces?
This 18 by 40, yeah.
Whoa, okay, so you can bring all that junk from the garage.
Right, so it's four full parking spaces, like in a four square.
It's really wide ranging, the amount of stuff. Like there's just anything you can imagine. So Bo and I are walking down one of the aisles, and because we had to walk off the corn dog and the ice cream, so we're walking down one of the long aisles, and we spot this R2-D2 cooler. Remember that? We took a picture of it and sent it to Carl Middleman.
And I said, I already have
Carl
one.
Carl says, I've already got one. Like, Carl Middleman could fill out 7 or 8 of your spots out there just with his Star Wars
collection.
If
I was selling anything, but I'm not.
Yeah. Well, and never will, I'm sure. But the thing is so many people hear about it after the fact. Again, this is why I wanted Krista to come on and explain how this works, because most people are like, I don't know about that. I never heard about that. Although they get a lot of media attention, like on this program.
Right.
But it's a great day, great weather. Get out. There's home decor stuff. There's auto parts store stuff. There's books and clothing. And I mean, if all the stuff that you have in your house, you're like, man, I really need to get rid of, you know, everybody says that, right? We collect stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if this
is a great way.
So Krista, I have to ask this. Are you a collector? I mean, can you remember specific things you've found over the years out there that you've been excited about?
Well, actually, for that day, unfortunately, I'm pretty much running all over the parking lot, you know, kind of doing everything else and keeping everything in order and everything running. But I will tell you that there are three areas. We have a swap meet area, which is kind of like tools, vehicles, auto parts, things like that. A couple years back, we started up an artisan section. So that's strictly like handmade items, crafts, you know, handmade crafts and things like that. And then the main section is the garage sale area that could actually have, like, you know, household items, handmade things that they just kind of intermix in one space. So it's really like when you walk through, you just see different things from, you name it, you can find it.
It's wide ranging. So, I'll say that for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as me having the opportunity to actually shop, I try to take a few minutes out to, but yeah, it's a fun time for everybody though. Definitely.
It really is. And, you know, here's the other thing, Mark, is, you know, what you see out there, Charlie Dom and Jennifer Dom have Firehouse Chili Fire spices. Small businesses go out there, set their company tent up. They, you know, maybe it's the first time they're exposed to the public. It really is a lot of fun, regardless of what the weather can do, because I've been out there when it's windy and cold, but I've been out there when it's sunny and hot. It doesn't matter. You're out there at a garage, the world's largest garage sale. I mean, not that we bill it as that, but it is really something you don't want to miss out on for sure.
Yeah. 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 Remember we had the Wildlife Command Center was out there too. last year.
Oh, yeah. They had snakes and eagles, or not eagles, hawks. It was just awesome. It's always, like I said, I'll be working out there. I'll be doing something. I don't know, picking up trash or something, since I'm officially part of the chamber. But it is a lot of fun. And, you know, make it a date. Get out and get your steps in. If you want to sell, if you want to be a sales, you know, to sell your stuff, what website do they go to, Krista?
They go to the EurekaSwap.com website.
EurekaSwap.com. And you're also still looking for volunteers, is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, we need, we still need a few volunteers and everything. So it's a fun time. You get fed breakfast, you get fed lunch, you could be, you know, up at the tolls, you could be directing traffic, you could be helping with parking, picking up trash, you know, just monitoring. And you know, so there's plenty to, and it's fun. It's a good time. I mean, we get there like 3:30 in the morning because we have to let the vendors in about 5 a.m. They have till 7 a.m. to set up, and then the shoppers come in from 7 to 3. So it feels like a long day, but I mean, there's just so much going on that it's worth the volunteer. It's a good time.
And how much a car load to get in?
$10 a car.
Okay. Wow. $10 a car and you're in. So load all your buddies in there and go down there.
That's right.
March 15th at the Six Flags parking lot, Six Flags St. Louis. Great time. 18th annual Eureka Chamber Garage Sale and Swap Meet. It's a Saturday. Get out there with the whole family. And again, EurekaChamber.org is the organization to reach out to Krista with questions, but I guess you can get her through EurekaSwap.com. And we will see you on March 15th. Krista, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Yep. Good talking to you, Krista. Great to have you on here again. Something to look forward to, Bo. I would love to go. I'm going to be out of town this year.
Oh, okay.
If it falls on my daughter's spring break, I'd love to be down there, but I'm going to be taking a little week, about 4-day trip, so I won't be able to be there.
Hold on. Spring break?
It is spring break, yes.
Yeah, it's March.
And why are you crashing that party?
No, not spring break on the beach in Florida. We're taking her on a college visit.
College visit.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's much different than I was imagining.
No,
sorry,
I would.
Body shots on Mark Cox.
No, well, if that was going on, we would be there chaperoning. You can guarantee you that for sure. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, Bo Matthews. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your weekend, buddy. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.